Speaking of, I'd like you to find a verse in your Bibles, please. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. That's kind of in the middle there of the Old Testament. We're going to look at one verse in the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 9. George mentioned this morning at the end of our first service. We're going to start here at Dunning Park a brand new series this morning. It comes from an article in an old magazine called Discipleship Journal, and it was called 10 Questions for Spring Cleaning. Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but this morning, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. So you know what that means, right? 6 more weeks of winter. How many are with me? I've had enough winter. Anybody here? Okay. But we will rejoice in the day because this is the day the Lord has made, right? So we're happy for the weather because it could be worse. We could be all sitting in a hospital someplace dying of some incurable disease. But instead, we get to trudge through the ice and the snow and come to church this morning, right? So it's better off. Here we are. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter, but spring is coming. We all know that, right? We've been around the block a few times, some of us more than others, and yeah, we know spring is coming. So it is time for an early start on spring cleaning. So we're going to be looking at, I think it's 10 questions. There was 10 questions in the article. And each one of these questions is a question of self-examination. I don't know about you, but I hate that. Every year at school, at the end of the year, our principal asks us to evaluate our teaching for that year. Oh, I hate that. Because part of you says, oh, I did a great job, but the truth part of you said, yeah, there's ways I can improve, right? Self-examination. This morning's question is this. Do I procrastinate? Yes, I do. Let's close in prayer, okay? No. Let's take a look at that question. Do I procrastinate? I got to tell you, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had a miserable time. Every time I sat there at home and I thought, oh, maybe I should work on the sermon. Nah, I'll put it off. Oh, I can't do that. I should go out and, you know, shovel the snow off the driveway. I'll do it later. Oh, I can't do that. Do you procrastinate? How many people here have ever heard of a man by the name of Elisha Gray? Anybody? Elisha Gray should have been a person that every single one of us knows about. Should have been. Let me ask another question. How many people here have ever heard of Alexander Graham Bell? Ah, we all know him. What did Alexander Graham Bell do? He invented the telephone. You know, Elisha Gray really did. He invented the telephone before Alexander Graham Bell. So why does Bell get all the credit? Because Bell got to the patent office in Washington, D.C. 2 hours before Elisha Gray. Why did Elisha Gray not make it in time? Well, he had a couple other things he wanted to get done before he got the patent. 2 hours. Does putting off things ever cost you? It certainly cost Elisha Gray, didn't it? You found Ecclesiastes chapter 9? We're going to take a look at one verse, verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, what? In the grave where you are going, we don't like to think about that, do we? Especially younger you are, the less you think about that. Our time here on earth is limited. I'm going to say that again. Our time here on earth is limited. Oh man, I got another 80 years ahead of me. At the school where I teach, in the middle of a parking lot, there's a little island. And in that island, there is planted a tree. I take my eighth graders out of class. We take a little field trip to the parking lot. If you're 13, you think that's cool. Believe me. Anyways, we take a little field trip to the parking lot where I take my eighth graders down and look at the tree. It's a special tree. In front of the tree, there's a little bronze plaque in memory of a student in our school. He was in fifth grade. His sister in high school was driving them to school one morning. They pulled out of their subdivision, as they had done hundreds of times before. There was a truck coming down the way, T-boned the car, and this fifth grade boy was instantly killed. He was in fifth grade. He thought, man, I got 80 years ahead of me. When he left the house that morning, did he think, I'm going to the grave? Sure didn't. None of us know how limited our lives are. But it's guaranteed they're limited, aren't they? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. I do not want to leave as a legacy this thought. There was so much more for me to get done, but I just never got around to it. Do you want that as your legacy? There was so much more gifts that God had given me that I never got to use because I just never got around to it. I got this book a few weeks ago. It's by Kevin DeYoung. He's a pastor of a church in East Lansing. It's called Crazy Busy. A mercifully short book, and it is, about the reality of a big problem. Crazy Busy. Is your life too busy? I'm really looking forward to reading it, but you know, my life has just been so busy, I haven't gotten around to it yet. We're so busy at being busy that we sometimes neglect, I'll rephrase that, we often neglect to do the things that are really important. And we put them off saying, I'll get around to it later. Yeah, I had that argument with my coworker that I should apologize for because I said some things I shouldn't have said. I should apologize to him. I'll do it tomorrow. I spoke harshly to my child at home because, let's face it, sometimes kids can get on your nerves, right? And I just got mad and said something, and, well, I really shouldn't have said that. Or that way, I should apologize. I'll get to it tomorrow. Ben Franklin said this, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time. For that is the stuff life is made of." Do you love life? Don't waste time. Time is what makes life. Time is a gift of God. And when we waste it, we're devaluing that gift. That there's just a limited amount of. You know, mythology tells us about Father Time. And he's always pictured as this old man with a long beard, long hair. But if you look closely at those pictures, he's bald in the back. I figured this out. It's because when time is coming towards us, we can grab the beard, grab the long hair. But when time is past, there's nothing to grab hold of. Grab hold of time in front of you. A lot of us like to live in the past or in the future when we should be living in the present. Now is the acceptable time. I found some words of wisdom about procrastination from famous people. I gave you one from Ben Franklin. Here's one from Thomas Jefferson. "Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today." You've heard that before, haven't you? You know, I heard it said that tomorrow is the greatest labor-saving device in the history of mankind. I'll do it tomorrow. Don't put off tomorrow, till tomorrow, what you can do today. Mark Twain twisted that. He said, "Never put off till tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow." But then, you know that Mark Twain was an atheist, right? So let's not listen to Mark Twain, because he got it all wrong anyways. This is Hockey Town. Wayne Gretzky. Come on, you got to love him. "Procrastination is one of the most common and deadliest of diseases, and its toll on success and happiness is heavy." Procrastination can destroy success and happiness. Great goal scorer, smart man. Teddy Roosevelt, in a moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing to do. The worst thing you can do is nothing. That's a good one. The best thing to do, do the right thing. The worst thing, do nothing. Procrastinate. Put it off till tomorrow. Here's my favorite. St. Augustine. Here's what he said. God has promised forgiveness to your repentance. He has not promised tomorrow to your procrastination. I'll put it off tomorrow. Is there going to be a tomorrow? Remember what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. Where are we all going? To the grave. Where there's neither work nor anything else. We have a limited amount of time. Find in your Bibles the book of Proverbs. Solomon has a lot to say about procrastination and hard work in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 24. We'll just take a look at four short verses here. But boy, these verses are good. In the middle, we're going to read what I think is my mom's favorite verse, because she was always reciting it to me over and over again, so it must have been her favorite verse. Verse 30. I went past the field of the sluggard. What's a sluggard? Go ahead. You feel free to answer. It's okay. What's a sluggard? A procrastinator? Okay. What else? A lazy person? Slow mover? Let's keep reading. Because that's the best way to interpret, isn't it? I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. The parallelic structure in the book of Proverbs, those two lines express the same thought. So what is a sluggard? It is a person who lacks judgment. There you go. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. Looks like my backyard. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. Okay, Solomon, what was the lesson you learned? Verse 33. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. What had the sluggard, what had the man who lacks judgment, what had he done? There was work for him to do in the field. His vineyard needed work, needed attending. And what had he said? A little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the hand. I'll get it tomorrow. And what happened? His vineyard was in ruins. And he became poor. There's a lesson to learn, isn't it? When is the time to do the job that you don't want to do but have to do? When is the time to do it? Why do people procrastinate? I asked this question from a lot of my friends, and I got several answers. And I think some of these answers, or at least a few of these answers, are somewhat legitimate. Here's one answer. I don't have the skill set I need to do this job. I think that's somewhat legitimate. I don't have the skills I need in order to get this job done. Well, learn the skills. Or if you can't learn the skills, ask for some help from someone who does have the skills. Admit that you can't do it. And I think that's the reason why people put it off. Because they don't want to admit, I can't do that. Second reason, I'm afraid to try. I'm not talking about fear here of the project itself. I'm talking about fear to try. I think some people are afraid of failure. This is a pride issue, isn't it? Because what's the best way to learn how to do something? Fail. All of us fail. We learn from failure. But if I'm afraid of failure, then I won't ever do it. Because if I don't ever do it, I can't fail. Or the opposite, fear of success. This is a selfishness issue. I'm afraid I'll do it, and I'll do such a great job at it that somebody is going to ask me to do it again. And I don't want to do it again, so I won't even try. Because I'm afraid of a success. I'm too busy right now. There may be things that you are too busy for, but for other things, being too busy is just wrong. Fourth reason, and I got this one a lot. Why do I put it off? I work better under pressure. Now, admit it. You tell yourself that too, don't you? I work better under pressure. You know what it is? The pressure is, I got to get this done by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It forces me to focus. What's the real problem here? A lack of self-control? A lack of self-discipline? If fear of not getting it done forces me to focus, why can't I use that same mental energy and just focus ahead of time? Besides, when you wait till the last moment to do something, do you have a chance then to correct things? Do you have a chance to add something to it? Do you have a chance then to make it even better? It's the last minute. You get the job done, it's done, and that's it. You don't have any chances to make it better. I have a boss at school. Sue has the boss, used to have the same boss. He used to say this, holy but shabby is still shabby. Well, I got it done. I served the Lord. Wasn't a great job because I waited until the last moment to do it, but I got it done. Holy but shabby is still shabby. Here's some not legitimate reasons why people put things off. This is just boring. It's no fun. I don't want to do it. Hey, the IRS called. April 15th is coming. How many people here enjoy doing their taxes? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, John. Okay. There's one in every group. Most of us do not enjoy doing our taxes, but we do them, right? Why? because I don't want to go to jail. There's a fear there of not doing it, so I get them done, even though it's not fun. I tell my kids at school this all the time, and it really bums them out. You know that most of life is not fun? Sometimes it's not fun to get up in the morning and go to work. So why do you do it? It's a little thing called the light bill, the mortgage, the car payment, right? It's not fun. You do it. It's the right thing to do. I don't feel like doing it. I have absolutely no motivation whatsoever. I think we need a little attitude adjustment here. How do you do something you don't feel like doing? Just begin. The longest journey starts with one step, right? Just begin, and pretty soon you'll get it done. You can't make me do this. It's what I call procrastination of passive resistance. Kids are specialties at this. Go clean your room, and it takes them 5 hours to do it. Why? Because they just don't want to do it. Passive resistance. You can't make me do this. This is just rebellion. That's all it is. Number four, we fall into the habit of wasting time. Procrastination isn't a one-time problem. It is a life set. Number five, anger. You know, it can be a good way to get back at someone we don't like by not doing what we're supposed to do. Number six, fear. Have you been postponing going to the dentist or having that surgery or getting into marriage counseling? Sharing your faith with someone at work. What are you afraid of? God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Fear can be a great motivator for procrastination. But I think, if we're going to be honest, the real reason we put it off is because we're lazy. A little sleep, a little slumber, my mom's favorite verse. That's the real reason, isn't it? Proverbs says this, "The sluggard says, there's a lion outside, or I will be murdered in the street." So I don't want to go outside. There's a lion out there. I'll be murdered in the street. Because we're lazy, we make up the lamest excuses possible not to start this project. One of the most popular words in the American language today is easy. If it's easy, people love it. If it's hard, forget it. You'll never see a book on the bookshelf, 10 difficult ways to change your life. 15 of the hardest things possible to get in shape. You'll never see those books. Why? If it's not easy, people don't want to read it. And sometimes in life, doing the right thing, it's not easy, it's hard. And because of laziness, we just don't do it. Sometimes doing the hard things is a great way, though, to build character. I have a boss at school who I see walking down the hallways, picking up trash. Pieces of paper lying in the hallway. He bends over, picks it up, and throws it in the garbage. I asked him one time why he did that. Forcing myself to do something I don't want to do builds character. And you don't believe me, you can ask him in a couple of weeks, Phil Ackley, he's coming here to speak. Is procrastination a sin? Making a habit of putting things off is related to having a lack of self-control. And remember that self-control is among the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Satan can control our flesh, but when we live in the Spirit, we can take back control of the flesh and any sin that can easily overtake us. A lack of self-control is not of God, and therefore, it's a sin. James 4:17. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. That's God's word. Pretty simple, isn't it? Are there benefits of not procrastinating? I got two of them written down here. You get a better job done because you had enough time to do it. And two, you don't get waves of anxiety worrying about it because you keep putting it off. You know what I mean? You keep putting something off, and every time you sit down, you think, oh, I should be doing that, but I'll put it off. And you get these waves of anxiety. You don't get that if you don't procrastinate. I want to finish with four verses here. Psalms 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. John 9, 4. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. James 4, 14. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And again, the verse I started with, Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. Church historians tell us that a person in the 18th century, his name was Count von Zinzendorf. He was the founder of the Moravian Church in Germany. One day he was going through an art gallery and he saw a painting of a crucifixion. Underneath this painting, there was a little inscription that said this, "All this for thee, how much for me?" Christ dying on the cross. All this I've done for you. What are you doing for me? Count Zinzendorf said after that, he was never able to put off serving Christ. He was never able to put out a half-hearted effort in serving his Savior. All this for thee, what hast thou done for me? Am I procrastinating? Yes, we are. So what's the conclusion? Let's stop doing it. All this Christ has done for us. Can we do just a little bit more for him? Let's close in prayer. And Father God, it is hard for us to be honest in front of you, but we have to be. And we have to recognize there are things in our lives that are not pleasing to you. And Father, we pray that your Spirit would work in our lives so that everything we do for your glory in order to honor you, who has done so much for us. Give us the courage to stop procrastinating and to value the time that you have given to us. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.